Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Broadway is also awaiting departures. We're going back to our top story in Dallas in a minute, but who's exiting stage left?
Alexander.
I have to leave.
Alexander.
Look around at how lucky we are to be alive right now.
Tomorrow night, Lin-Manuel Miranda, creator and star of the Broadway superhit Hamilton, will take his final bow. Javier Munoz, who's been playing Alexander Hamilton in Sunday matinees, will take over. Should we still try to get tickets? Yes. New York Times chief theater critic Ben Brantley is here. Ben, you'd agree?
Oh, absolutely. Hearts may be breaking over the departure of Lin-Manuel Miranda, but I think they'll be healed quickly and maybe even sort of they'll swell in the presence of Javier Munoz. He's a very sexy Hamilton. I saw him in a Sunday performance, and he adds a sort of carnal dimension that Lin-Manuel, for all his strengths, didn't really provide as much. So the triangle, the romantic triangle between Hamilton and the two gorgeous Schuyler sisters felt a little more fraught when I saw it that way. And Mr. Munoz is also a fine singer, probably a better singer in a classical sense than Lin-Manuel is. I mean, one of the strengths of Hamilton is that it's a democracy and more than its subject. I think it's a very inclusive musical that doesn't really rely on star power. And as long as you've got a cast with the right talent and the right energy, it could adjust all sorts of recastings down the line.
Well, you've written this, that it's like the nascent country it portrays. It can absorb, it can change, and that's a good thing because Leslie Odom Jr., who won a Tony for playing Hamilton's rival Aaron Burr, and Philippa Sue, nominated for a Tony for playing Elizabeth Schuyler, are also going to be leaving.
Yeah, and I will miss them. I'm very glad to have seen them, but I mean, and this may be a little selfish because I'm one of the lucky few who has indeed seen Hamilton, and more than once. But I'm really looking forward to the next incarnation of it because it's something that can it's a pliable organism that I think is going to grow in some interesting ways with different casts.
Well, and so what happens? Yes, it's evolving, and it sounds like you're predicting it's still going to be drawing people. But man, I mean, you talk a little bit about its impact on all of Broadway and why it's so important that it still do well.
Well, I mean, there is the theory. There are two theories about Hamilton. One is that whenever there's a hit on Broadway, a hit that is that big, it's good for Broadway as a whole because people will, if they can't get into Hamilton, will go to other shows. The other theory is that tickets have become so prohibitively expensive, you know, $850-something for the premium seats at Hamilton, that people will invest only in one show. So there are two sides to that. I think generally when there's that much excitement around a Broadway show, it generates excitement throughout the neighborhood. So I'm taking the Pollyanna side, which is not always the side I take. It'll be interesting to see if ticket prices do finally level off a bit after the departure of all the people who won the Tonys. If the show is able to maintain the level of polish, discipline, and energy, and just effusive spirit that it has right now, it doesn't have to be with those particular people.
Yeah. Well, and just a reminder, you can stand online and try for the lottery tickets that are given away. Yes, that will be me in that line.
And they may even be performing for you, the cast members, as they're wont to do on the sidewalks.
That's right. So that you can get a taste. Ben Brantley, chief theater critic of the New York Times. Ben, thanks as always.
Thank you for having me.